I had a nice gut working up until probably 6 months ago is when the whole thing kind of started going away a decent amount. And I mean, what am I going to do? I'm so terrible about that. Now I get judged all the time.
Oh,
you're too skinny. Because I eat reasonably most of the time. And drink tea. Now I've got a problem. I eat the food that I need to get me through the day. I don't need to gorge myself at all times. And I get skinny as a result. And now people can call me out to my face. With no repercussions. So what's up with this double standard? Treat skinny people one way, fat ones another. Something smells. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I think it's wrong. I mean, I don't know why people do it to skinny people. I've got a friend. She's like 5'8 or something like that, and she weighs like 115 pounds, and everybody always made fun of her and thought she was had an eating disorder. And I was always with her and stuff, and I was like the fattest kid in my class, and nobody ever said anything to me. I don't know if they thought maybe I'd like gang up on them or, you know, like beat up on them or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had that, and I don't know why. I mean, it wouldn't have hurt my feelings or anything because, you know, it's kind of obvious. I know I'm fat, but I don't understand why people do that to the skinny people, and it always drove her crazy. I mean, like, she would go off and she'd complain about it.
Yeah.
And she'd yell at people and say she didn't have an eating disorder because everybody thought she did.
Yeah, that sucks because I've almost been encouraged to go start binge eating after all this stuff. After all this, you know what I mean? Like, make sure I go out and eat Chipotle every day or
become
get a pizza every day.
Become a compulsive overeater.
Yeah, to make up for it or something, you know. So people stop hating on me.
Yeah,
it sucks.
I don't know why. People hate on the skinny people, but they don't on the fat people. I don't know if they think it's going to hurt their feelings or not.
Yeah,
how do they? I don't know. Think that it's okay to do that to the skinny people, but not fat people.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because making fun of fat people was so 1990.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell gets called out for being fat from Donald Trump, and that's about all you hear about from people getting called out for being too fat,
yeah.
Right?
Donald's old school, though.
Yeah, unless they're famous, you can't call someone out for being fat.
Yeah.
It's really weird. All right, well, thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Bye. The breaking point for me, by the way, was this weekend when the waitress asked me if I want another rum and diet. Come on. That was a little bit too much. Sticks in the Morning, what do you think about skinny discrimination?
I think the skinny discrimination, that's like having the big obesity people. That was what the smokers, that's what the drinkers. Now they got to start on the skinny people.
So you think it's just society needing someone to hunt down and make feel bad?
Yep, make them feel bad. And so obesity obviously are jealous over the skinny. So they got to say something.
They're jealous? Is that what you're saying?
I'm thinking they're jealous.
Uh-huh. But you know what I mean as far as, like, you can't actually go up to somebody and say...
You're fat.
You're getting too fat, yeah. But how come you can say it with skinniness?
I know, but that's how they are, so...
Mm.
That's what the non-smokers, they complaining about the smokers. That's what the drinkers, the non-drinkers complain about them drinking too much, and society's just going to have to cut down on everybody. But you can't be too big either, because that's a lot of health problems, so either way, you know?
Yeah, God will get you.
Yeah, they're going to get you one way or the other.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
I think I get it now.